All right, hitting that intro in a 3, 2, 1.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Jose here with the 5th installment of the Ripperooski segment. If you guys are tuning in for the first time, appreciate your love and support. If you guys are returning listeners, and if you're on YouTube, please comment down below. Let us know where you're from, where you're listening from. Let us know your opinions on what we're talking about. Me and Steven spoke about this the other day. If we get good comments down below, we'll argue with you guys. We'll debate with you guys. We'll tell you guys what we agree with or what we disagree with, whatever. We'll use you guys as future episode content material. Yeah. There we go. Don't be afraid. Come on, talk to us, man. That's what we're here for. We want to interact with you guys.
That's right. Welcome. Happy Wednesday, because you guys are seeing this on Wednesday. But yeah, we got an actual, it's a fun episode. If you are tuning in, then you probably heard a little bit of a teaser on the last episode of First Round by Podcast. If you have not checked that out yet, please make sure that you go check that out after you watch this episode. All right. So, well, since we already kind of know what we're talking about, Jose, what is the content of this?
So today we are going to be talking about the possibility.
Okay.
The possibility of Mr. Justin Jefferson seeking for a trade to join his former teammates in Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Interesting.
What do you think of that?
Oh man, that's a Ripperooskies for the league.
No, so the only reason why this is even a thing right now is because, and I just saw this on Instagram just now. I did see like a not necessarily like a meme, but like a quote, I guess, on Instagram the other day. And I guess Justin Jefferson was like on some type of like show or podcast or something like that. I think it's called like LOL Network with Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart was like pretty much asking him like how him, Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow were together, like if their egos like clashed, or how it was at LSU with having those three top notch players together in the same room. And
that's all superstar material.
He was pretty much just saying that, you know, it was nothing rough, it was all good, and that they just made each other more competitive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that
right.
Apparently Justin Jefferson knew that all three of them knew they were destined for greatness since the LSU days.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so Kevin Hart was, you know, like I said, asking him about, you know, what he thought about Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase playing together. And he was like, I love the chemistry that they have. It's definitely some jealousy on that side.
100%.
So
100%.
Now there's some speculation on whether Justin Jefferson gets traded to the Bengals now.
Well, I do know that a player just got franchise tagged.
Who was that?
T. Higgins.
T. Higgins did?
T. Higgins just got the franchise tag, so that made it even harder for the Bengals to get rid of him and stuff, or for him to seek a trade. But I also saw that either he was seeking a trade, or they were leaving it open for him to be able to seek a trade. I wonder what the implications would be if the Vikings were to trade T. Higgins, well, for T. Higgins in exchange for Justin Jefferson.
I mean, you'd have to give up probably like a first rounder as well.
Oh, 100%.
If you're the Bengals. But honestly, I would love to see that freaking.
I'm going to
go down the rabbit hole just a bit here.
Goodness.
That freaking 2019-2020 LSU team was freaking ridiculous. Freaking ridiculous. I got some of the stats pulled up here. Mr. Joe Burrow, he threw for 60 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. 60 touchdowns, 76% completion rate. Let's see, 5,600 yards, almost 5,700. That's insane for a quarterback.
He won the Heisman, right?
Yeah, he won the Heisman and the national championship.
Yeah, no wonder.
And then let's talk about Mr. Justin Jefferson a little bit that same year.
Mm-hmm.
He had 15 games played, 111 receptions, 1,540 yards, 18 touchdowns, and in a long of 71 yards. And 7.4 receiving catches a game pretty much on average.
Interesting. Okay.
And then Ja'Marr Chase, on the other hand, he had an absurd year as well. So he had 14 games played, 1,780 yards, 20 touchdowns, and a long of 78 yards.
That is just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's an insane team right
there. That is ridiculous.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure their freaking running back was Clyde Edwards-Helaire as well, which I know right now he's not really, like, the best, but, I mean, right. In college he was pretty solid.
Man, that is nuts. So the implications of that, they would 100% be up there as Super Bowl favorites. 100%. Because, I mean, that would be by far the best wide receiver room in the NFL.
Hold on, and this is a for real question. What or who was the last team to have like two true number one wide receivers on the same team?
Arizona Cardinals, Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin.
Okay. What about modern day?
Modern day.
What about
the Bucks?
Like Chris Godwin and Chris Godwin Mike and Evans. Actually, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that whenever Brady was there.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, because Chris Godwin, a lot of people see him. Well,
or Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, maybe.
Yeah. No. 100%. That would be a very solid duo as but well. But
I'm talking about the same tier as Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson are though.
No, I mean
because that's literally like having like two Tyreeks or two freaking Devontae Adams. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's unheard of.
I mean,
in this day and age, that's just unheard of.
Because I mean, on the Eagles, they do have AJ Brown and Devontae Smith, but Smith is kind of rocky. He's kind of rocky.
I don't necessarily see him as a number one wide receiver. I see him as a good number, a very 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 high ceiling number two.
Okay. Well, I guess it also just depends on what team he plays for. Because if you plug him in like for the Pats, if you plug him in on the Pats, that's wide receiver one, question.
But now, because I mean, Jamar Chase. He's definitely top 10, arguably top 5.
Yeah, so is Jefferson.
So is Jefferson. Jefferson is top 3.
Yeah. No, but that would be a crazy trio there. And dude, they already have that chemistry from college.
They do.
And I was reading it here at some of the comments. Go ahead.
I wonder if he would, if for the sake of being able to get the band together, if he would take a lesser money.
Well, and that's what I was just about to say too. In the comments, someone claims that they had already said that they would take less money or restructure the contracts to be able to play together, which I don't know how true that is, but
man,
that would be awesome.
Dude, that would be ridiculous. I don't see any defense being able to stop that, cuz you would have to be one-on-one with one of them. Because
with both of them, you have to be. Yeah. You're gonna have to be one on one with both of them because you're not gonna double team one. Because then you're just gonna leave the other guy hella wide open.
Yeah, and
you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, especially in the event that they were able to like say retain T. Higgins. Dude, T. Higgins on a lot of teams would be a number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
So man, that would legitimately, we talked about it in actually one of the last Ripperuski's episodes that about CJ Stroud possibly breaking the passing record. No, 100% Joe Burrow. Well, as long as he stayed healthy.
Yeah, his health has been questionable these past couple of years.
It has, but if he's healthy, oh my gosh, dude, he would be breaking all sorts of freaking records.
Yeah.
That is nuts. I honestly, that is so crazy to me that it's hard for me to even comprehend like a world where that would exist. I mean, hell, I was even having trouble comprehending this last week whenever Stephon Diggs got traded.
Well, if you think about it too, like as a player, if you're really in it to win it, right? Not just to make the money, but to win yourself a Super Bowl and cement your legacy as one of the greats, like
You
got to make some sacrifices. Not only that, but you got to beat the best to be the best. So in this case, you got to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Dude,
you
imagine.
So if I'm one of these guys, I'm freaking starting. I'm doing what the NBA, some of these NBA teams are doing. I'm freaking creating super teams.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you know, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, you know, let's restructure on contracts or whatever, and let's make it happen.
I think that's the only thing that would, because I'm actually not a big fan of the whole NBA super team thing. Just because I like parity. I like there to be, I don't like there to be like this head and shoulders above everybody else squad. But it is very, very enticing, especially from a fan standpoint and from an entertainment standpoint. If you get to see Joe Burrow slinging it, not only to Jamar Chase, but also Justin Jefferson, and then basically being able to recreate that college vibe,
and win a Super Bowl, that'd be insane, yo.
Bruh, like that's the stuff that just happens in video games.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, speaking of video games, I think the EA football, the NCAA football game's coming out like in July.
It is. That's this is the first year it's coming back.
That's exciting.
I'm so excited.
I'm finna beat that ass sauce.
Ooh, I don't know about that. Actually, yeah, probably because I love playing those games, but I suck at them.
Ripperooskies.
Oh, Ripperooskies indeed. Man, that is nuts. That's an insane thought to even cross anybody's mind. It's weird because I equal parts would love to see it, but would also kind of hate to see it.
Yeah.
Just from the standpoint of just how ridiculous it would be.
Yeah.
But I still think it'd be interesting. It'd be fun. And definitely some interesting comments because, man, they're all young too. That if they could keep that together, bro, that would be legit an actual dynasty.
I know, exactly, yeah.
Oh, man, in this day and age where passing is, like, at a premium. Did they get you Randy? Ruberuskies indeed. All right. That was pretty funny. All right, ladies and gents, appreciate you guys watching. We'll see you Friday.
Peace.